Hare Krishna. I just came back from class. Somnath Bhaktichur Swami Maharaj gave class today on the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it was very wonderful, class. And he often gives his classes on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And so should someone who's coming in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's line, not just through Srila Prabhupada's diksha, but also as a real Bengali aristocrat, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also was. Anyway, I just wanted to narrate this little incident that took place yesterday. Usually in the evenings, my habit has been that I walk around the temple of Vedic Planetarium and Prabhupada Samadhi, and then I come back like that. And it, well, on one side, the tendency is that I end up having to stop to meet a lot of devotees, but I find it very, very rewarding and exciting to be walking around the temple, even as the construction is going on at night time. And before I went for my walk, I went into the temple room yesterday in the evening. We had the GBC meetings all day long yesterday, and I chanted japa before Panchatattva after taking darshan, and then I also was chanting before Radha Madhava, and then I came out for my walk. And when I came out, then a devotee stopped me. I won't mention his name, where he's from. He's from America, Indian body devotee. And he just wanted to say a few words. Anyway, that's the risk of walking around in Mayapur during a festival. So I exchanged some few words and he introduced himself. His name was sounded familiar. And then as we talked, I remembered that he'd written me once. And I wrote him back. Written me a either on the podcast, he wrote me directly there, or a letter. And what was sort of a very touching exchange, and here we are out in the courtyard, Radha Madhava's courtyard. He was saying that both through the podcast and through books, how I was playing a important role in the spiritual life. And of course I'm not a very important person, and what to speak of that, here's someone that I've never really personally met before, and he was relating to me his personal experience in that regard. And then at one point he started to get very emotional and started to cry. And as I said, we're in the middle of the courtyard. So then we spoke some, and he became more calm, and we spoke some more, and then I continued on. But it became sort of my meditation as I was walking around in the evening. that how powerful, aside from the exchange itself, but how powerful this vani is, something that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized so much, that here I am very often not very happily just talking to a machine. And of course that's what I see as a machine, although on the other end I know that there are hundreds of devotees who are also listening, and of course I don't see them. That's why sometimes I prefer to record live conversations when I'm talking to personally to devotees, because it's more interactive and it seems more inspiring. And yet I can see the personal result or the benefit of whatever I may think of that communication, and how much effect it has on others. And of course, podcast was one, but books, which in one sense are more easy, although of course they're much more time intensive and laborious to write, and that this vani really does have such a effect. It goes all over the world. It's not limited by time. Who knows? Especially that was one of my purposes for writing books, that I'm around for a certain period of time, but books stay much longer. Srila Prabhupada is almost 40 years passed away, but we're living by his books. And so that was my thought of last night. Even this morning I was thinking, as I was listening to Bhakti Chiru Swami Maharaj's class, the power of this vani, and how much it really influences and changes our lives. And how much more important it is, actually, than the Vapu, which in one sense we all prefer. Once again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is gone, and yet we're living here also by his vani. Hare Krishna.